Welcome to Awakening Plus. It is August 25th, 2020. Welcome. I'm Benjamin Bernstein with AstroShaman.com and delighted to welcome Kimberly Crow, our guest presenter. Welcome, Kimberly.
Thank you, Benjamin.
So, as I mentioned in my write-up, Kimberly was my very first guest presenter in my very first membership 5 years ago. So, she, of course, has continued growing and evolving, so she'll be doing an even more spectacular thing for us tonight. In fact, it's called Money is Magic, Activating and Embodying Your Currency Flow. So she's going to give you the details on the process, but I'm going to give you her bio. Kimberly Crow is an everyday mystic. She's the sacred witness to the inner awakening mastery retonements. She's an internationally known visionary teacher, artist, and transformational healer with 30 years experience. Kimberly can help you achieve your heart's desires by tuning into, clearing, and harmonizing your unique energy system. As guided by Divine Creator, Kimberly can tap directly into your soul to help you achieve your purpose and passions in life. Kimberly witnesses the matrices of the divine and not so divine. She uses this awareness to transmit multidimensional healing frequencies infused in light codes. She holds space to assist the awakening of your mastery purpose for its highest expression, bypassing the rational mind and clearing obstacles to destiny embodiment. With precise inner vision and loving compassion, Kimberly will work with you to identify and release energetic blocks and imbalances that have kept you limited. She can assist you in letting go of fear and negative thought patterns. This lets you live your most passionate and successful life. And if you have not already got her free gift, the free guided MP3 called Embracing Divine Self-Love, that's in the messages I've been sending you, and it will also be linked in the archive of Awakening Plus, which members can get to. And we'll also link to her website, which I believe is just KimberlyCrow.com, right?
Mm-hmm.
And Crow with an E at the end, C-R-O-W-E.
Yeah.
All right. So with that, I will take myself out of the picture unless you have any questions for me, Kimberly, and I'll turn it over to you.
No, I don't think I have any questions. Thank you.
Thank you, Kimberly. So take it away. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you. Okay. Hello, everybody. And Benjamin told you who I am, so I don't have to do all of that. What we're going to do tonight, where if you listen to that bio, I'm a celestial shaman, and I've got to start claiming that. And so with that, I see sacred geometry, and I see the codes as they come in. So it's like our binary codes that are out there. So it comes in like sacred geometry. And I received downloads all the time. But during the gateway time of this last Lionsgate energy, which was on the 8th of August, that gateway starts opening up. Really, the 22nd to the 26th, but really like kicks in at around the 26th. And there were some other astrology things that were going on that I don't remember now. But I got this huge download. And what happened was I was doing my journeys to see what my assignments are and if I have new assignments and what's happening. And it was like, well, is there more I'm supposed to be doing right now in the world and humanity? And for 2 days, I went through watching the timelines that we're creating. And some of them aren't pleasant. And I wouldn't want anybody to witness what I witnessed in that 2 day time period that I was like in the, I'm going to label the darkness of it. You know, the darkness, the shadow, the darkness of humanity's mind. And then during that, my multidimensional aspects, like are working in different waves of consciousness. So I see it, it's kind of like bandwidths. And so I don't have to be going into the shadow and doing that work anymore because I have aspects of me that are working there. Okay. And so after I busted through it, then I went into, on the third day, I went into the place that it was just this pure crystalline light. And so it was like paradise. And it's like what we, when we move past this darkness and we embody this crystalline energy that's out there, It's there. It wants to come in. It's new consciousness, and I'm calling it new. It's really unprecedented energy. I don't like to use the word new because I kind of think there's not anything new. So, but it's that wave of energy, and it's really, you know, asking us to receive it, that it's here for us, and it's asking for receivers to be here and to embody this energy. So with that, the more you stay in a neutral place and in your heart and stay open to that and not in the chaos, it keeps your receptors, sites, your, you know, volume of light where you can receive this. So that's the processes we're going to go through tonight. I'll look to see where any distortions are and then guide you all on how to release from the mind matrices. And then we'll go into our sacred chambers and bring this quantitative light that wants to come to the planet. So, you know, we all know that what we've called our money systems, is in this country and other countries too, all over the globe, it's corrupt. We know that. I'm not going to sit here and tell you that it's not, because we know that. So there is an innate energy within us that, because we know it's corrupt, that sometimes, you know, we don't want to play a part of that. Even when we've done all of our work and we understand what abundance and prosperity is, there is a part that doesn't want to be a part of that. And so what they showed me was that whole matrix. So it looked like a big crystal like this. It looked like a crystal. And then it had, I have perfect props for this. Then it had this black line. It had this black energy like this, just like that, running through it. Okay. And so what they did with me was they went in and started dissolving this black energy that's wrapped around this crystalline band that wants to come in. And so when I was in the unwrapping of this and dissolving of it, that was when I saw, you know, all of the greed manipulations, the slavery, how humanity has mistreated itself over and over and over with this energy. So for whatever reason, they had me to be in it and really witness it during the time period until I kind of, it was like the, you know, when Nemo busts through the matrix and he busts through into the light. So it was like an experience like that. So that, that's where all of this came from. And then so I hit the level of that it's magic, that money is magic, and that when you see it is magic and it's a magical tool, you can use it as the magic that it's here to be, and that this new system that wants to come in and be embodied is like this, it's this alchemy, it's this energy of your passion codes, your currency codes, and it's your success codes and destiny codes. And that's the work that I do. It's like I see all these codes in people and hold the space to help activate those. So it's all of that energy coming into alignment and then being able to be a sacred witness, a sacred container for this energy that wants to come in. So after I did all of it, I came in the house and, you know, I'm an artist. So I had a lot of deadlines and things that are really, you know, was in my head that I needed to be doing. Instead, I started painting and I kept thinking to myself, I really should be doing these things. And while I was in the energy, this infinity symbol came into my heart, which I already work with, but it started going out and connecting to other people that are here to be this sacred container. And I saw it. It was like a flower going through me and it was all weaving. I came in and started painting. While I was sitting here painting, Benjamin texted me and asked me to be on the show. Somebody else texted me and asked me to be on their podcast, and then two other telesummits, global summits, also emailed me at the same time to see if I would be on their summits. Okay. And when I said to Spirit, okay, you showed me all of this. What am I supposed to do with this? They said, go live, go push your little button and just start talking about it. So for the whole week, that's all I did. Every day I went live and I talked about it. And during while I was painting, those connections happened. So the reason I'm telling you all that, that's the way it can be. When you're tapped into that divine flow and you're just in that flow and that you're doing the passion, love, and what's there for you, these connections will come. And that's how it's magic. And so it can come to you in all kinds of different ways. And it's about being in gratitude. And when you connect to that energy of that and you be in that place of that love and that gratitude, the more it expands and the more it expands and the energies will just come to you. And if you recognize it, you start noticing the ahas with it, then more magic comes to you. And it just keeps lining up. And I was on a summit last week with it. And, you know, some of the questions were like, well, I don't, you know, I'm not a healer or I'm not, you know, I don't do what you want you do. So how is this being in service to the all? If that's not the type of work that I do, you're still in service to the all. Every piece that you do on yourself and every time you embody the energy, you are anchoring that energy here into this earth plane. It's like we are like sacred acupuncture needles, and wherever we are the walking portals. And so however you take that out in life, you'll that energy, you'll resonate that energy, and that energy will go out and connect to other people. And all kinds of little things can happen. It's like that. I went to the farmer's market to get parsley for my caterpillars that I'm feeding so well with butterflies in my yard. And while I was there, I thought, oh, there was a recipe I wanted to do. I'm going over to this grocery store. And when I went there for that, something that I use every day was on sale. And so and I don't even go to this store, and it's something I use all of the time. So it like that was $15 in my hand. So that's how it can be magic. It can come to you in ways. It's like that. It's just there. It comes to you in your hands, and it doesn't have to be, you know, the solid substances that we call cash right now. So anyway. So that's what's up with this, and that's what we're going to do. We're going to go into this process, and I'm just going to tell you all this. At the end of my processes, I always send vibrations into water, and I also speak in light language. So when I start doing that, so you'll be ready to know what that is that happens. But I send vibrations into water, and if you don't have it with you and you just set your intentions of the container of water, then it will go to that. But I just wanted to tell you all, because some people panic at the end and start trying to scramble to go get their water. So just so you'll know, when I start that part, that if you have water, then you can, you know, dedicate it as your container, or you can dedicate a container that you know the vibrations will go into, because it's all energy. I'm going to show y'all my paintings that I did that day. This was the line that came in for the line skate. I don't know if you could see it, if there's a glare. So see how it's got the sacred geometry on it? So these were the codes that were coming in, and there's several of them on this one. And then this is the this was one that I loved that I did in that same time. So there's a woman in here somewhere behind all this. See the gold and how much light's in there, and then the lotus rising up. So that's what I was doing. Why? People were just texting me like magic, and things were being taken care of, and it all went into alignment. So that's what we're doing, and you have some kind of connection to this because you showed up tonight. You're here, so you're ready for the magic. You're ready for the magic to change into your life. I know I love that Lane said that. I love that. This I'll tell you all the truth about this, and this is when you just be in the flow of stuff. I actually dropped this painting on the floor, on my hardwood floors, okay? It fell flat down on the floor, and it was all just wet paint. And when I picked it up, it had all of this in it. And then I saw the woman peeping out, if you can see her. I saw her in there. So I kind of just brought her eyes out, and then I saw the lotus. So there are no mistakes. It's like it's just another experience. And as long as you see it as that, and, you know, I'm just going to go with the flow of this and see what happens. And honestly, out of all of my paintings that I have ever done, this is probably my favorite one right now. I don't want to hurt the rest of them's feelings, but this one is pretty special because all of the light that's coming into it too. So I think that's how magic can work in our life. It's like we don't have it. It's like, oh, not a whoopsie. It's turned into something beautiful instead. So that's what happens when you're in this energy of all of this. Okay. So is anybody got, let me see. If I can see the chat tonight. Okay. Any questions before we get started? Y'all ready to do this? Okay. What do I do with my paintings? They're all hoarded up. I actually do soul portraits, that one on the wall. I actually did that one at Benjamin's house. That is mine, soul portrait, and that one's my soul portrait. I did that at your house too. And then I don't know if he still has one that I did for him, but I do those for people. So I actually tap into you and do a soul portrait, and then it's downloaded with frequencies. And then those frequencies, you can put that in your home, and I put symbols in. And then when I do that, I record it and do a reading to tell you what the energy is that's coming through. So that's my most favorite thing that I do. So that's what I do. Huh. I don't know. My screen's straight in front of me. So somebody asked me to move my screen because I'm looking to the right. Maybe I'm looking to the right because I was looking at the paintings. But it's straight in front of me. So yeah, when I move it, it doesn't do anything. Okay. Well, let's do this. So just what we're going to do is breathe. And with our breath, I'm going to close this chat so it won't distract me. Wait a minute. Let me close this. Then I won't be looking over at the chat. Okay. So breathe and use your breath to come in to your own awareness, into your center. So with each breath you take, the more you come in to your own awareness, to your own essence. So breathe. So you're going to breathe in clarity. We're going to let all that stuff I was talking about go. And we're going to breathe out gratitude. So they're telling me to breathe in peace and breathe out compassion and breathe in love and breathe out passion and breathe in currency. And breathe out flow. So just stay with your own breath and utilize that energy. So as you breathe, we're going to disconnect from the mind matrices, the constructs that are out there that don't benefit us or serve us in any way. So the first mind construct that we'll disconnect from is the one to humanity's chaotic mind. So all you do is just say it, that it's done. It's like we just ask to disconnect from that chaotic mind of humanity. And so when you do that, here in your third eye, you are the one that has sent out your energy and hooked into that. All of that mind chaos, the wouldas, the couldas, the shouldas, and that somewhere out there that somebody else has the answer. And if I connected this, then I'll know what it is and how this will, you know, guide me or rule my life. So it's all of that energy of that. And when you disconnect from that, your own psychic awareness that's been all entangled in that, enmeshed, all of that energy that's yours, your discernment, your own psychic energy comes back into your third eye. And you may actually feel that as you disconnect from it. Okay, so now we're going to disconnect from our own personal mind constructs that we created in this lifehood ourselves, from our pain bodies, from our traumas, from even our own, I'm hearing pride. Pride and valor is the words that I'm hearing. That's interesting. So we're going to disconnect from that energy. So you may feel that in different places. Sometimes it's just in the field itself around. Some people feel it in their solar plexus, their throat. It can be plugged in into different chakras. And so it, or multiple chakras, your energy signatures is what they're saying. Signatures. So when this energy comes back to you, the emotional energy that is connected to the mental plane that has kept this energy back and forth, that energy goes into a reciprocal of light. And really all you all have to do is receive. I'm just kind of being the commentator here of what it is that I'm witnessing. And just know that in this part of receiving and allowing, is all you have to do. There's a lot of fear and panic in that one. A lot of like running around, spinning. That if I let go of my own mind construct, oh my God, I might go into my heart and actually feel. Wow, that's interesting. There's a panic about the future, and that if you let go of all of that, that some way that if you hold on to this, that it'll give you the path to the future. The path to the future is within your heart. So I'm going to download that frequency of the future is the path within your heart and bring that into this field since this was so strong within this container. And that's one of those distorted matrices. There was a lot of that within the solar plexus itself too. Disempowerment. So now we're going to disconnect from the family mind construct, the construct that was created within your own family unit, within this lifehood. So we're just going to put that to the side, and you may feel that in different areas. So we're disconnecting from any of their survival codes. It's not our way, is what they're telling me. Okay, so there's actually a mind construct within your own DNA strands. And so this goes all the way out even to your star lineage and traumas that you may have brought in from existences even before this time period, from your own starseed lineage, before even coming to Earth. So we're just going to kind of clean those strands off. So I'm feeling a lot of energy of gratitude to the ancestors, to your family ancestors, and also to your DNA lineage that goes all the way into your, you know, multiple parallels. And, oh, the gratitude that they're sending to us. But, oh, that it's that because we are here now. So feel that energy. Open your heart up to receive the gratitude that they are sending to you for being the one that you are, for standing here in this time and coming and embodying to be here now. The honor, there's an honoring to that. Okay, so now I'm seeing a column of light coming down. It's like oversouling us. It's a portal. It's a portal that's opening to ground this energy in. So that energy is going all the way down into to Gaia, into Gaia's heart herself. She holds our earth records. So this is connecting, and she's anchoring this energy in for us. So feel that love and support and gratitude that she has for you. So I'm seeing a portal opening, a temple, a healing temple, that she is opening the gates to hold this frequency for us, to anchor this. I'm actually seeing it like this lotus in my painting, and it's like the roots are coming up and then the lotus is rising. Okay, so soul itself has a mind construct that can, that holds the karma and the bindings of the karmic cycle. And so any oaths, vows, and that no longer serve us that we may have taken in other time periods for sometimes it has to do with regrets and resentments and the emotional traumas. So we're going to disconnect from that container of this soul mind construct. It's a construct that's out there within the hologram. So the soul can recalibrate to this highest frequency that we are bringing in today. Okay, so breathe that energy in and allow that to stabilize within your system. So this energy, this love and support energy from Gaia herself, is right. It's coming up through air, central column, your Haralan, pranatube, it's all the same thing, comes up to your heart. So we're going to open up the back of our heart. This is the gateway into your sacred chamber. And when we go through the back, some, if you can go through the front, then, you know, if yours is wide open and you can do that, but sometimes there's heart shields still from the emotional traumas that we experienced. But if you can walk through the front, then do so, because we're going to open up both of them. If you walk through the back into your sacred chamber, feel what that feels like. This is sacred land. It's like walking into a sacred temple. Feel the energy of that and what it, that is like for you to be within your own sacred temple, your own sacred chamber. Okay, so we're going to open up the front too. So there is a beam of light that's coming through your body, like this crystal. It's going all the way through. Open up. It's like a beam of light through your whole body. So when you enter into this sacred chamber, feel all of that energy of that. And we're going to invoke our own inner awakened master, the part of us that has walked through all of this, our avatar self. This is where it lives within this sacred chamber. This is its home. Your divine master self. So feel that connection to it. And you can allow it to merge with it. Or you can do an infinity symbol from your heart to its heart. Feel that connection to that. Satana nakaritura shatara nakarietara una satakarietara satira nakiritura shatura 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 shatura. So breathe in that energy, the expansion, that frequency. Every cell of your body. So that energy goes down your prana, your heart line, into that heart of Gaia. It's like a star. And up all the way through your whole central column, through your throat, your high heart, all the way out. Past your transpersonal chakra, that's the one up above your head. And this is like the home of the higher self. And there's an infinity symbol above your head. And that activates opening up your solar star. See this accumulated knowledge and this frequency of your own unique codes. Your currency codes, your destiny codes, your alchemy. So just open to receive this energy. You may hear tones, you may see colors, symbols. So there's a lot of energy that's opening at the throat itself. And this is, I'm hearing that it's sacred to speak creation. It's your divine right to speak creation. Nesetere nekutore en nakatoro shatere en ukure shatakarietere unai kira shatora. Nashatera nekitura enai karitura itsata. Nashatera koriatara. Blow that out of your throats. Nesetere koriatara. Okay, there's a new mechanism coming in there. We're going to take out the old throat chakras. You don't need them anymore. Bring in this alchemy energy of creation. I'm seeing it more like a Merkaba. Merkaba. It's like a tetrahedron. Okay, so that's going up to the ear chakras and into the third eye. And all of the little burnout crystals on top of the crown that had to do with God crap. That is like, well, that's all distortions. There's a bunch of distortions in there. And so there's all of that's being changed out. There's no reason to even heal it anymore because it's obsolete systems. So breathe that in. Breathe in your own divine light, the light that you are. Every cell of your body. So the cosmic rays are here to support us. So that energy, I work with a team that's called the Greater Aspect. So that's the energy comes from. It comes from this greater aspect energy and the cosmic rays, their self. They may show up to you as beings. They're supporting us. And so it's like your cosmic aspects. They know humanity needs reprieve right now. So they're here to support us in all ways. So there's a pink ray that's going into what we call the root chakra. And it's kind of pushing out any of that old survival energy. And it's a energy of, it's more of that wave of compassion, self-love, love of all things, all creation. So breathe that energy in. There is a white pearlescence ray. You may see different colors than I do or sense them. That's going into the sacral. And a golden ray into the solar plexus. These are the encodements of your new light bodies. Platinum into the heart. Pearl essence to the high heart. Your spirit speaks point, which is right at your clavicle. There's a teal color that's going into that. It's not opaque. It's what do you call that? Translucent. I'm seeing indigo into the throat with a silver or on the outside of it. And then it looks like from the throat across the ears up to the crown, there's a triangle that's going in. I mean, it changes colors. It's magenta, teal, lavender, and they're all clear liquid energies. Adaptability. And a copper ray into the crown for conductivity, transmutation. So some of you might feel that expansion where the high heart and the heart and all the upper chakras are going into just this one unified structure with no separation. So breathe that in and just be with that energy and connect to that, to your inner awakened self, your inner awakened master, your avatar. See if there's any messages from it. Any inquiries that you've had yourself for it to show you the way. And trust. Maybe ask for the symbol that you know you're on the right. Right's not the right word. You know what I mean. That you're on the currency flow path. So breathe that in. Okay, so at the bottom of our feet, there's an infinity symbol. We're going to activate it. This is Gaia's love and support underneath you, your foundation. What that's like to be supported, the infinite love and wisdom of Earth herself, and that it's safe to be on Earth. It is safe to be on Earth. It is safe to be on Earth.
the love and support that she has for you, the gratitude, the infinite wisdom, and that infinity symbol activates this foundation for you to stand in support, what it's like to be supported on earth. Every cell of your body that upgrades into every cell of your body from underneath your feet to the tips of your toes through all of your bones. So as the energy moves up, there's an infinity symbol at your knees. And this activates. Some people are just spinning. This is how to step forth with this energy, how to be supported and how to step forth with it, that it's safe to embody it. It's safe to embody your alchemy. And it is safe to step forth with this energy. So as that energy comes up through your system, there's an infinity symbol at your hips. This crisscrosses what we've called the root chakra. And it uploads creator's infinite wisdom, the truth of survival, your infinity, every cell of your body. What it's like to be supported on earth, how to walk forth with it, the truth of survival, and what that really is, the infinite energy of your infinity. Oh, there's still a lot releasing from your all sacrals. So there's a lot of archetypal encodements within that hara in your life force energy that you brought in through family. So some of that energy is it's trying to dissipate, but I'm seeing some of you hold on to it. Breathe in what it's like to be supported, how to move forth, how to step forth, your infinite codes, your infinite wisdom, your accumulated knowledge, every cell of your body. So the infinity symbol goes up your body now. It's like this. It's going all the way up. All of those energy signatures, centers, all parallel existences. It's infinite energy creating this unified system across the sternum, the breastplate. Where this is where I see where our soul assimilates into this body. So it's recalibrating the soul to its highest capacity. It's like up-leveling it to this calibration. Breathe that in. That energy goes all the way through, all the way up through all of your system. And up above your crown, out past that transpersonal chakra, there's another infinity symbol. It's your creator, your infinite creator code, wisdom, God self-realization energy. So we're going to activate that. It's the part that understands all of the cosmos, all your timelines that are bigger than Earth in this lifehood and these existences here, and what this big picture is for all of creation. Okay, so you're worthy to receive that, because you all don't, there's a bunch of that you're closing it down. It's like I'm seeing people going, trying to close that down. So we're going to download what it's like to be valued, and that worth, and that you're worthy. You're worthy to connect to this energy. And it's there for you if you choose not to receive it today. It's there for you to connect to at any time. It always has been. So this is calibrating your soul, your earth path, your soul path, and that cosmic solar path, your God realization energy, into one unified working unit. So now I'm seeing different codes coming into different people, because it's how you take this out and what that tapestry is for you and how you'll weave it out into the tapestry. So breathe that energy in to every cell of your body. So when you're ready, come back into this time we call now. And so while you all are integrating and coming in, I'm going to send a vibration into water. And you can utilize this water like you would a homeopathy, a Bach remedy. You can put it in other containers of water. You can drink it. You can take baths in it. You can add it to, you can flush it down the commode and let it go out to all of the waters. So, okay. So as you come in, tap your body, tap this in, wake yourself up. The points in the middle of your palms, those are your grace points. So you can connect that, do the circuit with it. So breathe that in. Are you back, Benjamin? Are you supposed to talk now, or have I still got the? I still got this.
I'm here. I was all zoned out, but I'm here now.
I know. I knew you were. I felt you were like, it's like, okay, is he back yet? He may not be back yet. It's okay. You don't have to come back.
I'm totally good now.
But you can be in it.
Well, I was very much. Yeah, you. That was some potent force. That was really great stuff. Thank you for all the upgrades.
Every single time I do this, it's totally different. I've never, because I just do whatever it is that's in the moment and whatever, matrices that are out there within the collective field for the group itself. Mm-hmm. So it's not been the same whatever I say, because I hear it the same time you all do. My mouth just opens and it just comes out. Have a lot of awareness to what it's going to be before it happens. So, but I knew that this one was different again. And it's like, okay, well, that's different. And also because every time I lead a group, it's activating me too. And so I can tell that I'm going into, I want to say another quantum like light body. I can tell, every time I do it, I can tell that I'm like out in another, I don't even know. We don't have words for any of that here. We try to make up these words and describe it. We don't really have them. It's like, that's our mind trying to do that.
Yeah. So do you want, we've got some praise coming in on the chat window. Do you want to open up for some questions or comments from the live callers?
Yeah, we can do that.
Okay. So let me set it up so people can unmute themselves.
I'm going to tell you right now, don't ask me if your code's activated. You have to go find out yourself. I'm not going to do that. Because that's what happens. People start going, did mine activate? Will you look to see if I activated? And it's like, no, I'm not going to do that. You have to find that. It's about you empowering yourself. Cool. Okay. So if that's your question, don't ask me. I'm not going to answer you.
The other questions, I guess, are fine unless they come off limits too. So anyone who's live, you can unmute yourself now if you wish. Of course, if you're on a web-based device, then you can just hit the little microphone icon and remove the slash. Just unmute yourself if you want to talk. If you're on a regular phone call, we have quite a few of those. I believe it's *6 that will unmute you. So anyone's welcome to speak now if they wish. And if something substantive gets typed in the chat window, we'll share that as well. Chelsea, for example, typed, powerful, I really sense the infinity underneath my feet and the support from the earth. Thank you. And several others just typed, gratitude. Elaine typed, sacred prostitute contract is over. Yay.
Yay.
Empowering.
That one in the, martyr, those are the big ones that always seem to be so wrapped in. Oh, so funny at the end when I said you all will get different symbols and you'll take it out. I remember saying something about the tapestry and how you weave it into this tapestry. And I saw like crocheting needles being handed out. I saw knitting needles being handed out. I saw like embroidery needles being handed out. And I started getting tickled because I heard somebody go, I don't do needlepoint. And I almost, because I got a little tickled at that one, because it was like, okay, I don't do needlepoint. What am I supposed to do with this? And it was that way. I was seeing like people lined up and all of these different tools and instruments being handed to them. So maybe they'll write with the needlepoint, it's like, who knows? But it was interesting that I was witnessing it being handed to people in that way.
It looks like Elaine has unmuted herself. Elaine, would you like to speak?
Yes. I found it very profound and personal in the fact of getting off the hamster wheel to get through this journey to where I am right now, meaning everything I've been involving myself with, from joining a Mastering Your Mindset intensive to an intuitive class at the same time, actually heightening my skills that are already there. And the past 2 years, getting through this journey of the sacred prostitute contract has been remarkable, that this is the end of it. And I know that through the meetup where I joined an Akashic group, that we do weekly meetings and get our messages, given to us along with the administrator, moderator. It's very difficult how much to realize how the sacred prostitute contract has affected not only my relationships with men, but money and housing, everything. And everything I've learned from my past lives up until now, when I know it ended, is because of the friendship I had with this man. We're just clearly friends right now. And he owns this condo. So the reason why I have been rehabbing this condo is because of all the past lives in historical events that I've had time and again, including helping to build the Great Wall of China. Get that. How far that I go as a professional, naturally, literally gutting a room out or gutting out a closet, several closets, seven closets in all. And instead of bringing an electrician in to do all of the outlets, I literally had to hand scrape 23 outlets. Yeah. Wow. Every single one internally, because the grounding wires would have set this place on fire. So, I mean, this is an extreme here going on. I've actually been living off of this for the past several years by him paying my bills. Imagine that, for rehabbing this condo. That is how extraordinarily extensive I've had to go with the walls breaking down and falling apart, pieces of the walls coming off. I kid you not, it would blow your mind, the story I would have to tell. Wow. And when it comes down to
Elaine, I want to tell you something right there. When you said that about the story I would have to tell you, leave that story behind. Because if you keep telling it, you're going to keep rewriting it in your codes. So that's one of the things, especially after we've been activated like this, that you, Allison, is it Allison? Somebody was asking me, how do I suggest that, you know, you move forward with this energy? When you hear yourself doing that, reframe yourself, because you don't want to pull the energies back in. Okay. You want to honor yourself and all of this that you've done, and you're honoring where, you know, your journey and your, and everything that you've done. But it's when you, you know, are, and it doesn't sound like you're charged with it, but you, it's, you don't want to recreate that again. And that's when they talked to me about, you know, being neutral with it. And when you can send gratitude to that, and the gratitude really is to yourself, that you aligned yourself with this perfect journey in this perfect path in order to be able to break this cycle. Okay. It's because when you took on those archetypal encodements to do that, then you're taking it on for, you know, all of humanity. When we say, I'm going to be the one, when Gaia calls out and says, hey, I need this vibration here on Earth for humanity. And we look out and look at all of that patterning and what it's going to take, you know, to be the one that brings that in. That's what we're doing. We're breaking this cycle for yourself, for everything, for all of it. And so that's why those archetypal patterns can be distributed to a lot of different people, because it's, you know, it's a big one. And it's like, so it's like, that's the pages that when I go into the Akashic, I don't see soul and see it in that end of, I see it all as holograms. And so we're taking these different pages of this book to finish it out in the way that we do. So, so that honor yourself in that way and how you've done that. Okay.
So basically be a story of reframing it. Yes, it would be basically a story of reframing it as in strength through resilience.
Right. Because soon you forget them. You don't even remember them anymore. Right. Benjamin and I laugh about that all of the time. And how the things that, that gift that he, that well, we did, to, you know, that we did, it's got his music on it. And I said,
you know, it really comes down to, you know, having to sell other people's items they no longer want in order to make money. And the money that I've made off of it, I mean, it's like the universe is helping me in some pretty crazy magical ways where you win money signing the book. $500. He won money tonight. He gave me $100. Okay. You know, it's like, how do you earn a living to get the things you need to sustain being a human being, not just existing? That's what's remarkable to me at this point, the resilience. It's like a field of weeds, not as resilient as a weed, but a field of weeds. That's what's blowing my mind about this whole situation. And I can't wait to copyright, because I have all these programs to generate my income. But to live as if I'm in a supply house / storage house, as well as I'm hoarding everything in boxes, I only have like 2 rooms done, and there's a total of 5. Can you imagine the insanity and the chaos I'm going through?
Yeah, you're going back into the story right now.
Yeah, Elaine, I had to meet you.
I can't imagine it.
And I did that because we've got 2 other people waiting to speak, and we only have so much time. So, Elaine, thank you. We got your point, and we really appreciate sharing that.
Yeah,
thank
and you. We honor you and all the work that you've done. So focus on that and the light that's coming in and the energy of how friggin' magical all of that is. Mm-hmm. That's pretty amazing.
Now, before we take the live callers, Kimberly, Alicia actually typed, how do you suggest we continue on the work on an individual level, journal prompts, meditation practices, what might we expect to keep open to next? Any
suggestions
on that?
So that anytime that you hear yourself bringing back in a story, then reframe yourself and come back into your heart, go into that sacred chamber, connected to it. So you know what that feels like to go into your sacred chamber and connect to your master self that has already done all of this. So connect to it. And then I do that journaling. It's how I do it. I journal, I connect to it, and then I get my symbols in that way too. Because my symbol that was given to me is a torch. And so when now I have that symbol, so if I'm trying to make a decision about something, the torch, if it lights the torch up and the person that connects to me, I see the flame go to them, and then they carry the flame, and the flame keeps going, you know, it keeps going to more people and more people and more people, then I know that this is like the most beneficial path. If I see my torch go out, then, you know, I can still make that decision and still walk that path, but I may be walking it without the torch going. So we always have free will into choosing that. So that's how I work with it myself, as I journal and connect to it. So the more you build that relationship with that connection to your own avatar, your own aspect that has already ascended, that has already walked through all of this, then the stronger that connection is. And then you're just kind of like you're on autopilot with it. You know, it's like it becomes a relationship like that.
Like a default, like a new default setting. Hi, yeah, sorry, yeah. I'll just voice out instead of typing. I have a curiosity based on that. And it's when you start doing this work and you do sort of, I guess, sink into that new default, which is really just more in line with your own divinity. And you recognizing that you're shifting and your relationships are shifting to other people, to things, sort of ascending out of the matrix. I'm similarly finding that some people from the past that I've previously thought that I would let go of, and I imagine this sort of piggybacks on what Elaine was sharing, that they still sometimes come up into relevancy in the present, but you were saying about letting go of old cycles that are no longer serving these current encodings. Is there a sort of protection, as you say, with your torch that you're sort of blasting through that, that there might be more to the mission of sharing and helping inside of what we're locking into, that what you're honoring and journaling and in your heart space? Do you follow what I'm asking?
Not really. Let me check in to see exactly what you're asking with that. I mean, I do and I don't. It's like, let me see. It's about what they're telling me. I'm hearing the word embodiment. And so as we embody this, then we are this energy that resonates this frequency out to other people. And then, you know, that's when it resonates out and you don't really have to do anything. You can just be standing beside somebody and they start resonating too. So there's like a energy that we're carrying the encodements for everyone. And when we're in those kind of relationships, you know, we're employing them to be, because that whole drama dance, the whole victim, persecutor, rescuer, we're bringing that energy to us and they have to play out that role too until we move out of it. So when we move away from that, then it frees everybody up. They no longer have to do that. And, you know, sometimes people separate from your life, but then they come back around because they're in another vibration. And sometimes when the attachments are gone, you don't really care anybody. I don't mean that to sound cold hearted because there's always another adventure coming. So I don't know that I answered you at all. Did I answer you in the least little bit?
She's muted. So by the way, we'll assume you did unless she comes up. By the way, there were two other people waiting when Alicia jumped in. So I've temporarily paused unmuting. We've got a phone number ending in 5344 next in line and then Susan after that. So let's have these two live callers next if you have time, Kimberly.
Okay.
So the phone caller ending in 5344, would you speak now, please?
Oh, hi. Can you hear me?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, hi, Kimberly. Thank you so much for that beautiful meditation. Oh, my name is Jessica.
Hi, Jessica.
I'm calling from Australia.
Oh, I love your accent.
I'm Vietnamese, my background, so you can hear a little bit of mixed accent in there. And when you're going through the throat and the coughing and it's like you're releasing my throat energy, because I've been working on the throat. I feel like I'm choked up, like something's stuck in there, and I've been working on it as well through my, you know, in my meditation every morning. So I'm just asking if you can see, except from the throat, is there anything else that has
hearing is, this is for everybody, because anytime that I'm answering one person, it's for everybody on here, because there was, I mean, now that you said that, there was a lot of throat stuff coming up, and there was a lot of resistance in the throat to speak the magic in and to speak the creation in. And so, you know, in other times, we took oaths and vows and stuff to keep things sacred. And so that time period it's leaving, because it's very, you know, it's like we can't hold back that anymore. And so though it was important at the time that it was. And so it feels like you've got some of that, you know, residual left over from other time periods that to keep the sacred knowledge from being misused, we shut it down. So that time period is no longer here, because who we connect to won't happen. It's like who we are resonating with and who we are connecting to, it won't happen. It's like as long as we keep our own integrity in alignment, then we will draw those to us that are in the same integrity. Okay. So they're telling me to tell you that. And that also goes to when she asked me about protection. Okay. Okay. What else are they saying? So, sounding, doing sound, letting sounds come out, you know, it could just be whatever, moans, you know, tones, different things, but that freeing that up is going to help reconnect it. I'm seeing, like, you all got new, you don't have throat chakras anymore. You got a whole new light mechanism today, okay? Whether it went in or not is up to you, but it's there for you. And I see that what we call the chakra system is absolutely obsolete, and we have a whole, you know, we have other energy systems that we're connecting to. And so that came in for everybody. So I would talk to it, listen to it, and see what, how creation wants to be spoken. Okay. And what, how that wants to come out. And, I mean, it doesn't, that can be something totally different than what we may think with our little mind. It doesn't mean we're all going to speak light language or all we're going to sing or, you know, it's like what's spoken can be all kinds of things. Cause it will also come out in the tones of our voice, and there's a vibration that will, you know, connect vibratory to people. And we may not even know that it was the, it's a more about a vibration than it is the words itself. So that's what they're telling me for everybody that you all tone, allow it to come out and connect. They're telling me to your creation codes, and that's to connect to your own unique creation code and to let it flow. Let that currency flow through you, and then it's going to bring more currency back to you. Okay?
Oh, that's beautiful. Thanks so much, Kim. Yeah, that resonates a lot. And I do feel like it's not what you say, it's about, you know, the tone of voice, the vibration behind all of that. So,
right.
Yeah, I will practicing more on the sounding and toning and, yeah, tune into the new system that I've got.
Exactly. Tune into the new systems that you all have. It's like tune into that, to that part of that creation. Yeah. Of what wants to be here, yes. What wants to be created. So thank you for coming from Australia. See, when we do that, that sends those, it sends this out everywhere. It sends it out, the codes out in all kinds of.
Yeah.
I'm in Kentucky, well, Benjamin's in Asheville. So we're like, we're sending it out across the waters. So thank you. Thank you all.
Yes, you are. Well, thank you so much for your service and kindness.
Thank you. And next, Susan, are you still there? Do you have something you wanted to say? So, Susan, if you're there, this is your moment. Feel free to speak. Well, Susan has her mic live, but she's not talking. So,
okay, so I was going to tell them how they, I have a membership, and then I also, that I do calls and we do this kind of stuff. If you all want to connect to me, you can go into that. And then if you want that Money is Magic, that 8-day class that I just did, I have a code that I could give to your people if they, I could give it to you and you could give it to them.
I'll send that to everyone on my list.
Okay. Cause it's a code for that class, and my membership gets 25% off. So I'm given the same thing to your membership. So, if they wanted to do that or any of the other stuff. Okay. So that they know how they can be supported. And all of this is in you. It's your accumulated knowledge. I don't know anything more than anybody else does. I just open up to connect to it. And when you do that, then you'll embody it. It will be there for you because it's yours to begin with. So did Susan come on yet? No,
she is.
No, I see my mic is open, but I didn't do anything. So I guess it's just my opportunity to say thank you.
Thank you, Susan. Susan's in my membership. I recognize that Susan's voice.
Yes.
Cool. Yeah.
So there was a few more things typed I wanted to verbalize. At first, a number of people asked, how do we get this recording? And the way I work Awakening Plus is many of the live calls are free and open to anybody, but the archive is restricted to members of awakeningplus.com. So if you want to learn more about that, it's a very inexpensive membership, just $19 a month. So awakeningplus.com, it gives you access to over 250 recordings. Kimberly's in there twice, a bunch of other guest presenters, tons of other amazing processes. So it's just anyone can check that out and learn more. At awakeningplus.com. I see that we have a hand raised, but Catherine, hang on just a moment while we share some of what was typed here. This is important too. Jen typed, Connecting to my master self in my sacred chamber was quite a subtle yet powerful experience. I haven't met with my avatar self in this way before. It was so peaceful. Yay, Jeff.
It is. It is. It's like when you're really, when you really go into that sacred chamber, and I have found that walking through that back door is so much easier. You know, you don't go, there's no turbulent stuff that could still be in that heart shield, you know, that heart shield that we put up to protect the vulnerable heart. And it's, if you've ever been in like a sacred temple and you feel that bliss energy of that, then that's what's inside of you. When you step into that, then you can, you know, connect to that. And it is easy. Yeah. So that's good. I'm glad that you had that experience with it.
Yeah, there's no other substantive questions in the chat. So Catherine has her hand raised, and I'm going to ask her to unmute. So Catherine, you can, there we go.
Yes. Hey. Kimberly,
hi.
Thank you so
much.
Hi, that was so beautiful and amazing. And ever since I worked with you, I've had some beautiful things happening, some great unwindings and ahas. And when you were taking us through that process, it was like a remembering for me. It was really beautiful. Like the colors you were using were what I already knew.
Oh, that's so great. See, you're right. You're absolutely right. You already know.
Yes. So, I mean, it came in so fun. It was really magical. So,
yay!
I appreciate you, and I'm looking forward to doing more work with you in this new course that you're doing.
Yeah, I'm doing a 30-day Embody Your Alchemy, and Catherine actually connected through me through Benjamin's newsletter. So that's what I'm talking about, the magic of the energy, because when that started happening, the infinity symbol was going out, and that's what happens. It just goes out, and then you connect to your, you know, to your tribe, to your soul tribe, to the to all your little star seed people. That's how the magic happens, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let me throw in a plug for Kimberly. I've known Kimberly for many, many years. She is absolutely one of the most powerful light workers I know. And if anyone's hearing this right now and is drawn to work with her, she comes with my highest recommendation. She's amazing, as you've seen now for yourself. So if you feel drawn to her, please get involved with her stuff. She's really good.
Benjamin was the first person that I activated success codes on. And it's like I'd get these downloads and then I'd need a guinea pig. It's like, hey, I've got something today. You want to try this with me? So I do that. It's like I get stuff and it's like, yeah. So, yeah, he trusted me to do that. And actually, it did. It's like it your business, like, totally. I mean, you were already doing well. I'm not saying that you weren't, but then it actually took you, it did up level you to another level. Yeah. When, after we did all that. So yeah, he wants to get to the next level. He's like, yeah, okay, I'll do it. It doesn't matter what it is. Let's just do it.
Get her done. So it's feeling, what do you feel, Kimberly?
I saw your beloved on here for a second while ago, but she already gone.
I don't know. She's in another room. I don't know what she's up to.
I saw her pop in, and then she's not on there anymore. I was going to say hello. Tell her I said hello.
I will. Absolutely. So do you feel complete, Kimberly?
I do. Does everybody else feel complete?
Yeah.
It's never complete. It's always an adventure.
So one thing I wanted to ask you, Kimberly, how long will this call stay fresh? So if this goes in the archive, if someone listens to it like a year or two from now, will it still be helpful? Or
of course it is. It's like the vibration of the frequencies are always there waiting for us. And if some, you know, if you didn't have the experiences or you felt, you know, anything like that, it's always there for you. It's like spirit never, you know, they're always there waiting for us. We're the ones that put things on pause. And, you know, that container is always waiting for us to step in, you know, back into it. It always is. So that you didn't, you know, nobody missed out on anything. It's always there for you. And there is no, you know, there's no
limits on time and the frequencies and the activations, you'll just get another octave of it. And I feel like, I don't, do you feel this way, Benjamin, that like, because every time we upgrade, then that energy is going out into like our work, even the work that we've, you know, already put out before, it's like it up levels it. I was editing some stuff today, and I know it had to be, you know, older stuff. I don't even know when I did it, but the vibration was so high in it that I could feel it. And it's like, wow, this is alive. And I noticed it myself today in something. So yeah, it's kind of magical of how those vibrations are there. And you know how every time you do something, like even a book, you get it at another level. You know, it's like you hear it and then it goes in into another level. Like there's another octave that's out there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That makes sense to me.
Yeah. So, like even, cause I could feel it tonight that I definitely went to another whole experience with it.
Yeah. So it's delightful to see just, you were always just growing so fast and your life is getting so much stronger. Your vibration is rising so beautifully. So it's just awesome to check in and see how much you've grown, Kimberly. Yeah. It's a delight.
Okay.
Good. And she was amazing when I first met her. So see, I've been playing catch up with this woman and I haven't got there yet. So. She's amazing.
Yeah, you know, okay, I have a theory. I have a theory, all you girls out there. They can't ever catch up with us. It's after you've been the divine goddess, it's like, you know, it's like, where else are you going to go? I'm just giving you a hard time.
Oh, great. Thank you, Kimberly. So, do you have any last words, Kimberly, before I give my final closing remarks?
Yeah. Thank you all for being the gift that you are. Thank you for coming here at this time and incarnating and being here and being this gift that you are for humanity. Mm-hmm. May you be blessed.
Yeah, and remember, she's at KimberlyCrowe.com, Kimberly, CROWE.com, all kinds of awesome stuff over there. And as far as this membership, this is awakeningplus.com. If those of you who are on this call and are not yet a member, again, the archive, as I said earlier, awaits you with over 250 calls, including this one in a day or two. So awakeningplus.com, you can learn all about it there. If you're drawn to work with me personally, I'm at astroshaman.com. I do astrology, shamanic healing, life coaching, and more. So you can check that out too. But tonight, Kimberly's the star, so check her out if you're interested. So anything, Kimberly, before we actually end the Zoom call?
Nope, not that I can think of.
Okay, all right, thanks so much. It's such an honor to have you here, and thank you for blessing us with your awesomeness.
Oh, my biz Facebook page is Kimberly Crowe Inner Awakened Mastery. Inner Awakened Mastery is really my business name. And so that's the I am energy. And so I'm always going on there and going live. I do like Tuesday transformation. So I'm always going on and like, I'll just come through and spirit will say, do this frequency. So I'm on there popping in and out all the time. And I have another group too. That's a public group that anybody can join it. Cause I have a private Facebook group that's for my membership, but then I have a public group that is called Master Self Portal. So anybody can join that group and I'm always jumping on there too. And then actually on Mondays at 2 Central, 3 Eastern, Laura Canfield from Awakeness to Happiness, we're doing a show every Monday at that time. It's called The Expanded View. So we just talk. People aren't on there live with us. It's just us having conversation about things. So you can catch me there too. If you want to come listen to us laugh and just be.
Thank you.
Okay. Kimberly.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. Right, thank you. Out. Thank you, Benjamin. Thank you for all that you do. Thank all of you all and bless you. And thank you for holding this sacred container and that
the dedication and devotion that you do with spirit.
Mm, thank you. You too. All right. So thanks everyone for being here. We'll wrap it up for now and we'll see you on the other side. Many blessings to you all. Good night.
Bye.